응, 세제 더 지지 때문에 투자 안 하는 거 아니야? 너가 집에 수지 좀 공부를 보자. 돌아와 샤워하는데 그런 것이 계속 만났어. 그렇게 쌤 마시오.
Please participate in this discourse with the right motivation to achieve the stage of a Buddha for the sake of helping all sentient beings, and use the merit you gain from this participation towards that aim.
这些也真的。
So tonight we are going to talk about Drupta. Dup means establish, ta means limits. So establish limits of philosophy of Buddhists, or rather Buddhism. In other words, Buddhist schools of thought.
된다는데만도 꾸준한 데서 그다 데서 다 전화지는 쉬차데서.
Last week and the week before that, I was talking about the positions of the first Buddhist school of thought. How this Buddhist school of thought talked about the idea or the principle of dhamme, selflessness. Okay, what is selfless? What is selflessness of self as a person, and what is selflessness of other phenomena? In relation to that, I remember talking about how the school posits two truths, relative or conventional truth and ultimate truth.
当我们学到某一行呢，哦，学点点子的，那不在前面这边呢，我不进的话，就学了点点就把这困难过了，这那他可能老学他，他这里做些的，那他学了某一行呢，提升点点子的，你学一。As
well as that, I mentioned that this school believes in Chittin, external objects, external entities. And why does it believe in external entities? Because this school contends that external objects that we see out there ultimately rise from conglomeration of many partless, many directionally partless particles. So the school believes that when you break matter down to finer and finer and finer, you ultimately arrive at indivisible entity called directionally partless particle. It is the basis from which things exist. So it says there are external objects. So I've talked briefly about that too. So tonight I'm going to talk about the position about time of the school. What is time? What are three times?
那刚才写到某个研究，刚刚都读到某个学校，做那些，那些看这些人呢，写完了，念完了，记完了，那教完些呢，成绩，一日一日呢，那些看个痛苦，你得把记不来。那教完了，念吧。你记吧，教。那刚把这个。教完了，个。那个，教。哦，教。
Buddhist school of thought believe that all compounded phenomena or samkarta, it's a Sanskrit word. Samkarta means, you know, compounded. All compounded phenomena are impermanent, and all of them share four things, four attributes which are integral or which are defining characteristics of being impermanent. Number one, they are produced. Number two, they abide for some time. Number three, they disintegrate. And number four, they age. I'm doing the word age is a literal translation. It could be right in many instances, but it could be right here as well. So the fourth thing is called gawa. Gawa means to decompose, or decay, or old.
嗯，刚才那那第一个刚刚新进的是那把鸡巴的，因为呢，那小老毛可能给那第一的那套可能在我身上，全部那些，第一个就你把那那第一个就死板的打鸡巴呢，看来我这，那些不会的那把看来我这是，小老毛，这个我的那把了，嗯，第一个的他那几年鸡巴就那用过的是，可是他太太什么了是。
So, broadly speaking, all impermanent things share production, okay, the attributes of being produced, attributes of abiding or abidance, and attributes of disintegration. Now, all Buddhist schools believe that, and Vaibhashika too. The first school also believes that. But according to this school, the first moment is production, the second moment is abidance, the third moment of a phenomenon is disintegration. I'll say that again. The school says the first moment of an impermanent phenomenon is production. The second moment, in the second moment, it abides. And in the third moment, it's gone. Now here, now
gone. Now
give
it.
So the Vaibhashika school gives a phase of abidance, because it says it is only in the third moment things begin to disintegrate, but all other schools above these contend that things begin to disintegrate right from the second moment of production, and things cease or disintegrate right from the second moment of production or arising.
嗯，可是他呢，他那，嗯，没到把时间的呢，学开钱过来的，是，可是呢，口罩当面戴了，怕把那同步，口罩安尼，大半人把戴呢，那弄过来呢，可是大半人把戴呢，学穿了，就是那呢，口罩当面戴了，把别呢，那什么同步那些呢，就是乱可用过来的，对么子，口罩连进去完了呀，那我就开钱嘛，生意不那呢，学会就开钱不差的，是。
So this principle or the idea of impermanence is extremely important for a number of reasons, mainly two. So impermanence is vital to gradually understanding how we as a person and how other things or other impermanent things are without any self-existence. They are empty of, selfhood in and of themselves. So you correctly arrive at that conclusion, and it is that conclusion. Reaching that conclusion is aided by the understanding of impermanence, because impermanence shatters any idea of a permanent selfhood in things, when it is told and established that things do not have any impermanent things, compounded things are not permanent because of a momentary disintegration. So it has far-reaching implications in our understanding later of selflessness of things, impermanent things. Secondly, the concept of impermanence, the concept of momentary disintegration is also vital in helping us develop aversion to, in helping us become disenchanted, not enchanted by what will let us down badly at the 11th hour. So it is understanding of the momentariness of compounded phenomena that we gradually develop sense of aversion to mundane existence and then began to yearn for something durable experience of nirvana.
그래서 고원은 유시제라는 타기지 마생이 되게 가르펜토에서는 그냥 만조원의 렌도시지 레도 네 전조원의 개원이가 뒤가 하는 대화대라는 가서는 랩차이 줘야 말로 렌도시는 이 깨지 인진이 네 아마도 저보다 못한 바데 시시와 시와에서는 렌도시지 레코노기 시와를 만드는 미세시지 레도스 고만에서
In what way does understanding of impermanence helps develop aversion to mundane or samsara? It helps us in that when a being dies at death and then is reborn in Dendromin's higher state of existence in the plan of humans and celestial beings, so that such a rebirth is hurled into existence or brought about by karma, and it is karma of, it is positive, non-liberating positive karma that places beings or a being in such a place. And now as soon as somebody is reborn in let's say a human, why is it that their life never ceases to move towards its end, its final end? What causes life to relentlessly move towards its final to death? Nobody does it. It is just built into it. The fact that your life is brought, the fact that life is karma produced, itself says that disintegration, momentary, relentless disintegration, is just a natural part. And nobody else does it. Nobody else causes it.
그래서 먼저 시즌 이제 세야 돼. 또 파는 뭐또 맞지 비도 좀 가야 되는 거는 좀 야 가서 이제 뭐 시에 이제 내가 지금 트립이 그러면 이제 또 소는 거고요. 내가 시즌 이제 또 차가는 이제 이제 그런 차 돼요. 그래서 되게 집이 이제 세니 로드 제고 말해서
계제 주도 죽지고 주로 차 돼요. 남기 맞다 맞다.
어 시즌 이제 세 딱고 야 조제나 이제 여신나 이제 저거로
나래
있는 지지 이제 코너를 해야 돼요. 근데 그러니까 되는 지지 이제 지지 이제 그러니까 코너를 뭐 로스 그거만 해서 다음 대지 레다 무슨 돈
나서
So when we are carefree and casual about our existence, for example, of being produced, then it is as if it has a special separate cause that of production and a separate cause of ending the life. In fact, the factors which are responsible for production are the very factors responsible for disintegration. So there is no such a thing as a separate cause, separate causes or set of causes, factors, which will put an end to that was produced. So in other words, disintegration was built into production.
嗯，反正当然做，做不得呢，该是苦不得，他妈吃不赢呢，对我来说，心就结不赢了。那，那，那，苦，该几几几几不吃，用过了，该几几几几不得，做事情都打呢，打呢做呢，苦啊，别些累，那累到你妈妈也吃药了，你等于咋，累到你妈妈也那，你半夜睡，他做呢，你该几没退的药了，是。
So when we consider the state of our body, our life now, so we now see that we are getting older, much older than when we were younger, and then later on, part of a few years down the track, some of us will become very old and decrepit and with a walking stick, and why life becomes so pathetic and so pitiful. Such phases of life were not produced overnight. They were effects of cumulative disintegration or momentary disintegration of the body. Even when we were young, we were getting old, and imperceptibly, cumulatively, then we were gathering causes of old, decrepit body. And so, what has led on? What has made on this happen? It was caused by momentary disintegration, and momentary disintegration of our body was caused by the very production of this body. So what produced this body are factors like karma and negative thoughts. So karma, which is momentarily disintegrating, is also responsible for production of things.
那许多呢，三九个大呢，地区个也等到，俺做呢，全部都，等到看看呢，该几么该几么，也把几把的等于那样，三九个也等等到呢，该几个几个人进来，然后呢，多人多人多样嘛，那是，那可呢，可是呢。
Both our body and the enlightened physical form of the Buddhas, both, disintegrate moment by moment, change. So while our body disintegrates, as well as Buddha's bodies do, there's a big difference. When Buddha's body, which is while perfect enlightened being, an imperfect body of a Buddha, still is subject to the same principle of a momentary change. And when the Buddha's body disintegrates, or disintegrates in the sense of a momentary change, it doesn't change from one state of a good to the worse. In other words, it doesn't change for the worse, because Buddha's body is born of only stainless, pristine, pure virtue. And the pure virtue which has virtues which have reached a state where their results will never change for the worse. So Buddha's body, while momentarily changing, remains perfect, free of any suffering. Now our body too, being impermanent, compounded phenomena, also change, our bodies change. Our bodies momentarily change from one to the other. When it changes from one to the other, it like we experience constant wear and tear. And with wear and tear, things never get better. Things only turn towards the worse. And why? Because our body, unlike Buddha's body, are produced by produced from ignorance and coarse delusions, as well as negative karma. Due to the fact that the underlying causes are unwholesome, and they are, it's given that unwholesome causes, the effects of unwholesome causes, when they undergo change, will change for the worse. When we talk about Buddha's first teaching, the first teaching of Buddha was four truths. And when Buddha taught the four truths, the first maiden speech, as it were, of Buddha's discourse was, this is the truth of suffering, this meaning this body, this life, this afflicted life. This life is a truth of suffering. And this life is a truth of suffering. Why? It has got four attributes. The attributes of being impermanent, attributes of being miserable, attributes of being selfless, and attributes of being empty. Anyway, so when you ask, in what way is this body impermanent? This is impermanent, or why is this body impermanent? It is impermanent because it is under the sway. It is under the sway, governance, domination of karma and klesha of all delusions. So that statement, because it's under the sway of a karma and delusion, is quite a powerful statement. So understanding impermanence helps generate, you know, better and more lasting sense of aversion to mundane existence. Now, as I said before, understanding impermanence is a great aid to understanding selflessness of a person. So at the moment, we have a very tight knot at our heart, as it were. I am, you know, you cling to the idea, I am, because I am kind of thing. So you have a very strong sense of grasping at I, very tight-fisted kind of thing. Why is that grasping at self of a person so tight? It's so tight because there's an underlying belief that self is permanent, self is enduring. That hold of our idea of self as permanent is so strong, and therefore it makes one's belief that one exists in and of oneself very tight.
고소도 있겠지만 뭐 야구지 코니니 네 가서 고소도 충분히 땡바대네 줄레하요. 고소 커노 토마메 바니 민지 바땡바나지 네 선노타니 충분히 깨지기지 이제 와서 선노타니 가서 고소도 메타는 거 어때서 네 카드로 사는 거.
So Keshe-la says, once you have a good understanding that a person is a momentary, that lends itself well to understanding that therefore person is nothing more than what is merely labeled onto the momentarily changing aggregates or skandha. Whereas if the person is believed, if the person is believed to be permanent, if the person is believed to be permanent, then it is really difficult to grasp that a permanent person could be labeled onto an ever-changing, momentarily changing skandhas.
랑
두데
끼진이반에 내가
말했어. 나 이거 랑테데 영어로 고스면 양조선은 나 글릭랑
고자야 노딩이야.
랑데가 스탠딩 랑.
그 노딩은 만주처럼 노딩이 되면서. 그 노딩 두딩이 되 노딩이 되려 말아. 그걸 좀 심하래.
나래.
진짜 야 노딩이 된 거자래. 아니 두딩이 됐어도 저자로.
나래.
늠마타비 고조데도 온디니 기진이바데니 조아지테니 니가 대지 고조니 용사야마
나레
두 기진이바데 데르마 늠마타바데 고자
나레
틴디니 조아니 케와 제나니 기진마세데 로 칸데마야
So if we consider carefully what is this idea of a momentary change, and a careful consideration will help us understand it better. To give an example, okay, if you have a person standing, and when they sit down, okay, in the very first moment of the person sitting down, That is the time when the standing person, this person in standing in position, disappeared, disintegrated. And so when the person sat down, okay, when the person sat down, in the second moment he or she sat down, in the second moment, the first moment when they sat down, during which the standing person disappeared, also disappeared. In other words, in the second moment of the sitting person, the person who just sat down a moment ago disappeared or disintegrated. And so in this way, Geshe-la says, we would understand how things change momentarily. Okay, if you have a person carrying a pen, so when you drop the person, okay, I have a pen here, so there's a person holding a pen. The moment you drop the person holding the pen, gone. Okay?
That
was a Paul's example, and it just it's just that we don't examine our state of being, how we change from moment to moment. When we don't examine these, then we suffer from a sense of permanency. A sense of permanency. It is as if the person last year is the person here today is the same the person from last year. When in fact there have been countless momentary changes, during which with every split of a moment, you know, the person keeps on changing. Yet, to our merry-go-round kind of attitude, we are still the same as we were last year, and that really lets us down. So, in this way, the position of the Vibhashika about certain impermanence is quite beneficial, although it may not be absolutely valid when seen from other school of thoughts. Another point of difference is, according to the Vaishika school, the first school of thought, the four attributes, four defining attributes of compounded phenomena, production, disintegration, abidance, and decay or aging. And phenomena themselves are different. In other words, they say an impermanent phenomenon under consideration is different from production, disintegration, and so on. Whereas the Sutra school and above, they say an impermanent phenomenon is not different from its defining characteristic, which is production and so forth.
那你学到某一个，就那捆绑那几年，你前几几下也把看来过了的，你那样，西边那个是西边前几天，我们就去年前几年到的就，那修钱不太早要嘛嘞，那你天天开进你把了，那你别下话生意，天天都去年西边前几天，那高我们这边的前几天都那修钱不要嘛嘞，是，那工作太困难了。When
you look at you know a bus, for example, when you look at a bus or pot, from the Vaishika point of view, they say all the four attributes are not strongly manifest at any time Only one of the four attribute is more manifest. For example, the moment a vase is produced, only production stands out of the rest. And in the first moment, okay, when a vase is produced, in the first moment of its product, in the first moment, its production is manifest mostly, or it stands out. In the second moment, abidance, the attribute of abiding or abidance, becomes more manifest. Other attributes of impermanence, like being produced and disintegration, are not that apparent. So, if you want to ask questions why, please feel free. And the Vaibhashika school says, So, Vaibhashika school says, vase as a result is simultaneous with its production, and its production is affected by its defining characteristic of a production. In other words, it says in a tautological way, it's a production. A vase is simultaneously produced by its defining characteristic of production. And therefore, the cause and effect are simultaneous. They say simultaneous. Whereas, sutra system and so on, a vase is not produced by its defining characteristics. A vase,
ane kishila to tote be pumba ti pumbe kye wa tinji ke kye yo ma ne sro ba
pumba ko shi wa ba
pumba kye wa re
ta kon de ji ten tinji je te ko ye ka
so the vase, for example, is produced, therefore it would have the four attributes,
like you could rest,
So, a vase is produced because it's impermanent, and the vase is not produced by its defining characteristic of production. A vase is produced by an action of being produced. It's a very highly semantic. The vice is produced by action of being produced, and therefore, while the vice has the attribute of production, okay, if I'm repeating, the vice is not produced, but it's a defining characteristic. So, vice, a produced phenomenon, is produced by a force of the action, and therefore there's a time lag, as it were, and therefore cause and effect are not simultaneous.
배신다 중요한 말을 할 때 그치라.
중요한 말을.
맞아.
아니면은 그런 전이 이제 때 너들은 전이 이제 너는 시험에 전이 진다고 집안에 되니나 시험도 내봐도 가봐서 또 가봐서 됐나?
딱 그런 그런. 아 오케이.
아 이제 때 너들은 시험
뭐 라 민지 라 민지 뭐래? 라
아니면 대노 선호 동네 내서 가가는.
Okay, now I want to say that first. As I've mentioned before. The sutra system, okay, Vipassika school and all other schools above it believe or contend Gyawa, Neba, Gawa, that means production, abiding and disintegration. But what they refer to production, the reference are quite different.
너도 시와 세지들은 남의 사드 시와 이 동부 매는 호드가 안에 사드는 시와 텔라 시와 하스 보통 범반한 지대는 전이제도 총으로다.
So Sutra system says, for example, production is called production for a phenomenon that didn't exist before comes into being.
嗯，对，那那些话是，那那几把生的，那把生的，你都得把它生，那那容易人家他妈，人家讲你把就那把小个了嘛，我给几个就你了，那把小啥样嘛，人家人家他妈和那人家的那把，咱你别听你说提高要的是。So,
what is abidance according to sutra system? Abidance of the vase refers to continuum of similar type. Okay, rindachima means continuum or the continuity of similar type of the vas, but the nature of the vas cannot abide. The nature of the vas is constantly splitting, changing, but while the vase constantly changes, there's a thread, a strand, and that continues. That is called abidance. So what is decomposition or what is aging? Aging of an impermanent phenomenon is discarding of attributes a phenomenon has in the first moment. That discarding of attributes a phenomenon has in the first moment, which no longer are present in the second moment. And what is meant by jipa? It means perish. An impermanent phenomenon is said to perish, for it doesn't remain the same in the second moment after it is produced.
Long. chiji dame tenla babi wa ni jipa dang, kuzo dame tenla babi jipa la ni kuwa chabwa na pinyo chabwa.
So, although these may seem quite academic and even arcane, but these are extremely, Geshe-la, the Lama says, quite important. It's very important to understand the notion of selflessness, so the notion of impermanence, the notion of a momentary change, because later on you will find understanding of these notions according to the school really puts in perspective what is meant by selflessness by higher schools of thought. So let this be, you know, a bird's eye view of presentation of the first school with regard to base or the ground reality. I've covered a few areas in brief. Now let me talk about in the presentation of a path, progression. Okay, now Salam is called, Salam means the bhumis and the marga. Marga means the stages, so the path. Anyway, according to Vipassana school, historical Buddha Shakyamuni was not an enlightened person before he came to this world. According to them, historical Buddha became a Buddha in this very lifetime, and he evolved from an ordinary person to a Buddha. So according, okay, you know, all Buddhists believe that Buddha, when all his life he performed, or there was 12 salient deeds. Okay, there are 12 salient deeds, and all the salient deeds, all the first salient deeds, up to vanquishing demons, up to vanquishing demons, are the deeds of a Sosikyo ordinary person, Buddha as an ordinary, a non-enlightened person. And now, when Buddha remained in equipoise on reality, on shunyata, when Buddha entered, you know, absorption into reality, that has two parts, a part of ordinary person role and a part of a non-ordinary person role. So according to Vipassana school, Buddha attained enlightenment in one absorption, in one absorption. So they say when Buddha entered absorption from the heat stage of a part of a preparation. Okay, there are five parts in Buddhism, okay? spiritual progression, we go through five parts. The first part is called part of accumulation, and the second path is called part of preparation. The second path has four stages.
저는 좀 그러라고 했지. So the second part has
four stages. Heat, peak, forbearance, and supreme dharma, supreme knowledge. So this school says the Shakyamuni Buddha.
Sorry, could you go back? So there's five paths, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the first path is
part of accumulation.
Accumulation.
I'm entertaining. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's not, you know, a Geshe-la's thing.
Okay.
I'm just to make you understand the context. This is an intended translation, a little bit there. Do you want or not?
Well, yeah.
Okay. So, part of accumulation, and the second part is part of, Geshe-la now says, part of preparation. So, the Buddha attained Buddhahood when he entered into absorption on the heat stage of part of preparation. And then when we woke up, he was a Buddha.
저는 간센터에 안 좋아라 네 시도케 나와 말에 네모지도 네모지 많이 비 좋아서 이 시탄이 쉬어 그래서 근데 담바 네 소지니 냥을 대처를 다 별이 좋지 못 본다 같은데 괜하고 그래서 담보들 좀 괜찮으로 그래서 하냐 드니서네 배워 같은 데 그렇게 자야 말에서
So, this school says, okay, this school believes in two obstructions, which is dissimilar to the two obstructions. So, this school says there are two obstructions called deluded obstructions and non-deluded obstructions. It doesn't believe in such a thing as obstructions to knowledge. The obstructions to knowledge. And this school also believes that when Buddha died, and Buddha died a permanent death and never to come back, all his aggregates come to an end.
그실 안 건지 딱 산책이 풍부 균 세바 되거라고
부모다 베리 저체로서 양현
뱀뱀리로 시바 말로
뱀모데 주호로
나레
시바선데 나체로
나레
저체로 메로
시바 남게 균체로
저체로 다 근데
건지
년대대 다 먼저 명예 이스 대대 세 맞는데 이제 와 싫어
아니 이제 남진 균체 버렸어
저체로 시바 저체로
리벨
저 건저 된다는 데서로
나레 the
discourse says
남체선 나 근지 있으면 나체 켜나고
나레 this school says when Buddha died, everything impermanent about Buddha came to an end. Physically Buddha came to an end. Mentally, Buddha's mind is although all-knowing consciousness. Buddha's mind and all-knowing consciousness still is impermanent. Everything that is impermanent is completely ended. So Buddha will never come back to the world. That Buddha.
근데 친구세다. 친구세도 간다 와서는 담바 소진이 강가대로 아니 치수가 되세. 아니 공가대로 이제 통로시 어디 통로되는 친구를 해서 아마 또 그거 아니 되지 않는 느낌을 하고 그래서
So a very important idea about Chunkur, Dharma wheel. You know, Buddha taught Dharma wheel, Buddha turned Dharma wheel. And in other schools of thought, Dharma wheels also refer to scriptures as well as spiritual realizations. According to this school, Dharma wheel only refers to realization. Dharma wheel only refers to spiritual realization of a path of seeing that took root in the heart of our first five disciples. Only realization, a transcendent realization that took root for the first time in the mind of his five disciples, the Vaishnava school says, is true will of Dharma. Scriptures, they say, scriptures are not will of Dharma. So, I'll stop here, and if you have any questions, please ask. Okay, Katie suggests that we recite so that people who want to go, like herself, can go. What is the prayer?
Oh yes, in the yellow book, page 13.
People asking questions if you go on.
Some people need to be
that if the bit of mind is gone and the bit of body is gone, what about the relics? Mm-hmm. Kishila Rava. And Sanjay Nyangal Devat Sai Rava. And Bemri Gun Chevena Rava. Bemri Gun Chevena Sanjay Gudang. And it's Sanjay Gudu, Sung Tu, Tang Kazata. That Gun Chevena, that Sanjay Rinzi Rava. Тэ жинсэл жигэн хаа дээр бас юм. Анти кава цигрос та гүн чав.
Жисэл сүжи ч марасаа. Кондо сүжи сэнгэдэ анду мо козо дэ кэн лаг юм.
Ла.
Манду сүжи сэр чи рэ яро.
Ла рэ.
Козо кэ тагар манду пумбу нажи дэнэ дэ марасаа. Кондо.
Ла сэ.
Моло ба ши би ши чи жи кондо чи яро. Моло ба рэ зэ ши. Моло ба зэ жи эсэ сүжи жи.
Ла.
Тэ сүжи рэ сэ. Ну 내가 실제 또 만든 거지 영화지 보면도 지어버려 소지처럼 영화지 보면 그러지 예양 말했어.
나스.
나 소지세에도 쇼세에는 그이지 나는 말아봐 셰비 셰지. 그
말아봐.
밀라봐. 말아봐.
사람도 밀라봐.
나가는 나가는 말아봐.
알아 밀라봐 알아 밀라봐.
말아봐 셰비 셰지. 그래서 어떻게 이렇게 나와 제시.
나스.
어디에는 소지래. 소지 괜찮고 대래.
나스.
대다 때만 영화는 인류 품보다 베리 전체로.
나래.
근데 베리 전체로 이제 이 말로베 허치데 근데 전체로 이제 수지 영향 때문에 전체 먼저 저는 영향 대해서 때도 되잖아 저도 근데 저도 이내 영향 대해서 이제 영향 생기게 아니 동화지 공부 되죠
나래
제가 봐 가서는 돼서
나래
이제 그건 영향 대해서 때도 붙지 봐 말아 야 붙지 봐
나서
나도 영향 대해서 때도 생각하는데 먼저 와 나래
나서 자기 때 아 콩 근데 그 엘리자베스 때 그리 쉬어야지 ста санги рынсе жарва сон ти кавата кару хонцы гура сон
та лесе ти да кунда шера мама чине ка ту дома поможе фа да яро
наре
та ти ме ста ва дитера на суджи деве да на ти не йон си гура та дижи ху ку лечу
на
суджи кару та ти не не то да на джо яма ре
Okay, Vaibhashika school says, Shakyamuni Buddha, even when he was teaching, although his mind be enlightened, but he was still in the afflicted skandha of past life. And it is only when Buddha passed into nirvana, under Nyangila Dhammas, passed into nirvana. Passed into nirvana means go beyond suffering. And go beyond suffering. What is the suffering here to be gone beyond? Suffering is this body. And because he died, this body, afflicted body, ended. So they say Buddha went beyond suffering. And If Buddha went beyond suffering, who is Buddha? And what is Buddha then? Buddha is a state of non-learning, a state of a non-training, or a state of a consummation, a state of a perfection where you don't need any more training. Such an entity of a non-training is called Buddha, according to them. And so that was even in the mind of the living Buddha when the Buddha was teaching. Although the living Buddha, with an entity of non-training, his body was still afflicted. So now, what about the relics? That wouldn't be called relic of a Buddha, according to Vibhishika, because relic Buddha comes, it comes, relic is part of the body. So if the body is considered, you know, afflicted, then, you know, it's the relics wouldn't be considered an enlightened thing. However, relics could come from the body as objects of offering for the faithful.
Okay, memorial. Memorial or something.
Yes.
Could you go over the four? Was it production, abundance?
Yes.
Disintegration.
And aging. Aging.
Disintegration and aging.
Yeah.
What's the difference between the two?
Keshilarwa. Ani kuchu tuchisi an dujegi chole anachegi kene jigsum gawagi kechu chudu sarwa. Ta kiba te seba hagudu sarwa. Jigba ta gasa neba ta hagudu. Ani jigba ta gawa sanjwa rwa. Disintegrate jigba ta gawa la. Jigba ta gawa kepa kariyo rwa sunu. Jigba ta gawa la kepa kariyo rwa sunu.
지금 집어도 가와생에 그런 지지기 때문에 인가 열어. 이나는 가와생에 되는 끼지 하면도 전혀 더위 전에 그런 가와다. 집어생에 그런 때문에 막 끼지 심한 만 너야 하니 차지되는 집어생. 그니 지 하면 야서는 그냥 끼지 심한 맛서는 그냥.
So, they look okay. Geshe-la says, an impermanent object would have both of them, or in fact would have all of them. So it would have both of the two things you have asked. So what's the difference between Gawa and Jigpa? Gawa is, Gawa refers to discarding of attributes of the past. The attributes of the last moment do not abide in the next moment. Kechingame tsinyu toa rol.
Kechingame tsinyu toa. Ado ne gawe tini se ne nace jendo toa se ro.
Nare.
Jinto je nace jendo toa de gawa jo.
So
kechingame tsinyu jembe jembe to ne kechi shima kuman ro.
Nare.
Tini de gawa se.
So gawa means aging. Aging is a process of leaving attributes of a previous moment behind and taking on new attributes in the next moment. And this process of, when you move from one moment to another, you leave something behind. But you leave something behind it, the attributes, and what is jigpa? Jigpa means not abide. Jigpa is a karsa kichla.
Jigpa is a karo ngoo kichi kichi kuran jilo.
No.
Kasi don kuni tu sono kichi kichi kuran chechi ga rinta ka chechi ya ra ndamra kuran wisi. Okay,
now what is Jigpa? Okay, Peter, Jigpa means Rang Drupe Kechik Nipar Medoba means Jigpa means not. Okay. Not remain the same in the next moment when, okay, after it is established. Okay. When an impermanent thing is produced, it doesn't remain the same in the next moment. In the next moment, so it has the difference between Gawa and Jigpa Geshe-la says, one is considering past, the second is considering the future. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Can I ask, at what point is something considered to be produced?
Geshe-la, Arba. And give it. But the give do the kadusha or so. At what point?
Tomato.
No.
So the tomato about the shit.
Tomato means the very instance of production is production. Dumata. Dumma means dup means established. Mata means the very instance.
Mama meni kadushana kosia was ago.
Production means something that emerges afresh. The very first moment of emergence, fresh emergence. The very first moment of fresh emergence or arisal is production.
Is it when it can be perceived?
Pardon?
And the
Dumatabe Gadget and Mother Wasundo. Dumatabe Gadget the any Mig Toy or Wasundo. Mig Wongbish Toy or Yamarasundo.
No.
They appear to the senses. But they're so fast, but the senses cannot catch it. You know, even like, you know, when you watch the electronic watches, the moment, seconds, you know,
mm-hmm.
You can see, but you really don't see the numbers exactly kind of thing. So, although momentary disintegration, momentary change appear to us, to the senses, but tok mitop means we do not realize.
Good.
Okay. Is that right? Thank you very much.
Yes.
We won't hold you too long. Others have found a net.